Professor Alan Rogers joins us now, Emeritus Professor in the Department of Chemistry at the University of Cape Town. But Alan, good afternoon. We're not talking about anything chemistry related. We're talking about what is described to me as a new and unique brainstorming and collaborative team building exercise to cater for social distancing restrictions. Crack the code. Please, in words of one syllable, what is crack the code?
Yes. Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me on your show. Well, Crack the Code is really a challenge for teams, hence it's targeting for the corporate sector, to do some brainstorming, either remotely or on site, but to do brainstorming with a difference. So I hasten to emphasize it's not a trivial pursuit quiz. It's got a series of questions that a team can tackle on general knowledge, but the questions aren't straightforward as one would find in a usual puzzle. They're disguised and they're cryptic, but not beyond anybody's reach. So one gets a series of these questions, and as I say, they're not straightforward and they're not trivial. Then in the second step, one is asked to complete certain alphanumeric tasks. In other words, to play around with those answers in order to get a character in a code. So what one ends up with then is a code which contains numbers and letters. And at just looking at it, it would be difficult, if not impossible, to decide what that code represents. And then one goes to Google and enters, and then lo and behold, the question, the answer to that is revealed. The idea is that it should be great fun for those that participate. As far as the team building is concerned, I envisage that individual teams can negotiate with each other to exchange information on a particular question. So one team would approach another and say, look, we just can't do question 10, clue 10. Would you help us? And in return, what are you having difficulty with? The unique feature that I hope that comes out with this is that the answer is only revealed really when the final character in the series of code numbers or alphas goes in, and then one checks out what it could be. So it could be a famous individual, a building, a famous event, a date, or something like that.
Alan, it sounds complicated.
Is it
possible to give us an example?
Yes, indeed, I can do that. John, may I point out to you that in the web page there is a tryout example that one could tackle. So here's a clue from one of the trials that I ran with my own family and amongst my friends. So Lord Voldemort was defeated by a secret spell, which was described as a disarming charm. It has a special name. The fifth letter of this spell is a Roman numeral. What does it represent? So hopefully people will recognize that the Harry Potter secret weapon. Well, I'm sure you do.
No, look, I read only the first Harry Potter, and that was not a lot of enjoyment. I immediately recognized Lord Voldemort as referring to Harry Potter. So I assume that I would go to Google and work out what the secret thing was, and then I would know what the fifth or the middle letter, which is a Roman numeral, then I would have that.
Absolutely. And then in the next stage of this, that answer together with answers to the other clues, one would need to manipulate. So it would be a simple thing like take the answer to that question and add it to the answer to question number three for your digit or for your character in the code. And then the code slowly develops the sequence of numbers as is in the example and in my website. And then you just enter that. And, well, I think the reveal is great fun. Might I just add, John, that the background to this is that I did this sort of in my spare time as a hobby during lockdown for my family and friends who...
Did you keep those friends, Alan?
I like to think so.
Okay.
We're getting tired, a little bit tired of all the wonderful Netflix that they had been watching and all the webinars. And so here's the important point. It's meant, and indeed at that level and at the team building level, for everybody's participation. So there's sort of pop culture stuff in there. There's questions that are a little bit more taxing. And the unique thing that this offers, which I like to think is appealing, is that it's for each company, each individual that signs up, they get a unique set of clues and codes. So it's not like the escape room things that are advertised, whereby...
Okay, Alan, we're running out of time. So I'm certainly going to give it a bash, and I'm going to tell people how they could win something by cracking a code. Professor Alan Rogers, Emeritus Professor, Department of Chemistry at the University of Cape Town.